The record got no radio airtime, although Barrett did play a Top Gear session for John Peel. Despite Sid's erratic behaviour and drug-taking, he was keen and showed up on time. David Gilmour also played at the session.
And the urgency of doing a radio session like that, where you're all gathered together and you're going to do it now and you're going to get it done in that one sort of three-hour thing, he seemed to respond better to that. And it did seem that we could do things that sounded more cohesive and that he was more into. He would gather his wits together and would go for things in a better way.
Grooving on down in a trench coat with the Saturn on trail. Seems to be all around in tin and lead pale we pale. Driving on down to the beach to see the blue and the grey. Everything's all on its road, see it's a beautiful day. Will you please keep on the track?
Recorded for John Peel's Top Gear in February 1970, Gigolo Aunt. That song would feature on Sid's second album, simply titled Barrett. This time, it was produced by Rick Wright and David Gilmour.
Well, the thing with the second one was we did have more time because we had the time to start it from scratch. It meant that we could get some musicians in and try and put some songs down.
Jerry Shirley was on drums, Dave playing guitars and bass, I think, as well. It was a lot of hard work trying to get it all into time and everything. He had all these songs, some which he'd already recorded, which he'd never done. He was still writing, though he could not basically communicate. He had definitely lost it. Inside his head, he was still thinking of great lyrics. I don't understand it, that the fact that he could come up with these great lyrics still, but everyday life was impossible for him.
And some of the songs, we have Sid recording the song first, and then we have people struggling to play along to it afterwards. But if we played a track with Sid playing along and singing, he would go into changes and choruses in all different places, and we weren't sharp enough to stick with him all the time. So you kind of persuading Sid to go and do something or getting to come down and play with a bunch of musicians, whoever I could cobble together on the day. Dominoes is the track that stands out for me.
It's an idea someday, in my tears, my dreams. Don't you want to see her prove life that comes of no harm? You and I, you and I and dominoes, they go. Wasting time on dominoes. A day so dark, so warm. Life that comes with no harm. You and I and dominoes. Time goes by. Fireworks and heat someday. Older shell as tickle play. Overheard a lark today. Losing when my mind's astray. Don't you want to know with your pretty hair? Stretch out your hand, glad fields in an echo for your way.
Dominoes from the second and last Barrett studio album, released November 1970. Manager Pete Jenner again.
I could never listen to Madcap Laughs or the other one, Barrett, because it was like a shadow of what I'd known. It brought back the sessions to me, and I just worry about people who get so excited about how great those albums are. I'm not worried about it. I just sort of think, that's not the real Sid. Now, what am I? Who am I to say that? Maybe that's just my problem, not theirs. What he did is he articulated his vision, his genius, in a fantastic way. And this is sort of trying to find the bits of gold dust in the pan, which you're sort of washing out, and then trying to stick them together and turn them into a nugget. Whereas what he was doing back with the Floyd, Pipe at the Gates of Dawn, he was producing the nuggets.